This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
TEA is now taking over another school district here in North Texas.
This time it's the Lake Worth ISD. The news comes after what the agency called chronic academic problems at several campuses. Commissioner Mike Morath says this is due to one campus earning its fifth consecutive unacceptable academic accountability rating.
22% of kids in Lake Worth ISD are on grade level. So this is almost 80% of the kids that are either a little bit behind or way behind.
He says a board of managers will be appointed to govern the district as well as a new superintendent. The TEA already took over the Fort Worth ISD earlier this year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And across the state, the TEA says it is also taking over the Beaumont and Connolly school districts.
Arlington police say it's a pregnant woman's ex who's the person that shot and killed her.
Police say this is the shooting that happened on November 12th on Interstate 20 near Bowman Springs Road. Someone pulled up alongside a car that was traveling westbound on I-20 and fired several shots. 29-year-old Breasia Johnson was killed. She was pregnant at the time. Police have arrested 29-year-old Malik Miner on a charge of capital murder. They say he's Johnson's ex-boyfriend. They say his cell phone records indicate that he'd been following her that night and that they put him at the crime scene when the shooting occurred. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, after the misuse of millions of donor funds from outside management, Dallas Parks and Rec created a new task force to handle the creation of community park at Fair Park.
So the biggest hurdle is to make sure we keep the trust of our donors and execute it properly. And that's where we really have to take some solid steps.
Now, the city's Arun Agarwal says that the new task force will figure out what the next steps are in making the 10-acre park come alive.
Cameras on garbage trucks. Could happen. City of Dallas is going to.
Having to drive the city to find code compliance issues is expensive and time-consuming. But what if you put cameras on vehicles that literally travel every single street? That's exactly what Dallas is going to do. Put AI cameras on trucks that make monthly bulk trash pickups. Chris Christian is the city's director of code compliance.
We want to maximize the use of existing resources in tough budget times for many cities, and I think this is a really cool way to do that.
The cameras will go on 100 trash trucks at a cost of $2.5 million. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the time that you can do some good. As KRLD's Raise Your Hand food drive continues, North Texas Food Bank CEO Tricia Cunningham says 744,000 people in our region do not always know where their next meal is going to come from. She says rising costs, that is, are now forcing families into heartbreaking decisions between groceries or rent or food and medicine.
So in addition to those families, we have senior citizens who are on fixed incomes. They're having to make a choice whether they pay their rent or their insurance or their medical bills, or do they go get the medical treatment that they need? We know that these are all barriers to helping families and individuals thrive whenever they have to make those tough choices.
Yeah, and you can help lighten that burden today by giving to our food drive online. KRLD.com is where you can find the link to donate anything that your heart desires.
It's the unbelievable amount of energy required to fuel these huge data centers that are popping up all over the country. Most of them related to the explosion and things
big
like
concern here in Texas.
Crypto and artificial intelligence. So Bernie Sanders was on X yesterday talking about this.
The $165 billion data center that OpenAI and Oracle a building in Abilene, Texas, will use as much electricity as 750,000 homes, one data center. Meta is building a data center in Louisiana, the size of Manhattan, that will use as much electricity as 1,200,000 homes.
Size of Manhattan.
Manhattan. So that one data center, that is going to use as much energy, three times as much electricity as the entire city of New Orleans uses for one data center.
In community after community, Americans are fighting back against data centers being built by some of the largest and most powerful corporations in the world. They are opposing the destruction of their local environment, soaring electric bills, and the diversion of scarce water supplies. Nationally, how will continued construction of AI data centers impact our environment?
So now what he's talking about with the electricity and that when you have that much demand, guess what's going to happen? The price is going to go up.
And the grid itself, we've had some tough summers at times and some tough winters in the past. So what was that demand going to do to the grid?
Electric bills. Well, Jensen Huang is the CEO of NVIDIA. This is the company that makes the chips that make all this technology possible. He was on Joe Rogan this week saying, as you would expect him to, that we have to get this figured out because falling behind is not an option.
If the United States doesn't grow, we will have no prosperity. We can't invest in anything domestically or otherwise. We can't fix any of our problems. If we don't have energy growth, we can't have industrial growth. If we don't have industrial growth, we can't have job growth. It's as simple as that.
And he's giving the president credit for realizing that and at least trying to do something about it. But Jensen Huang, his idea, listen to this.
I think in the next 6-7 years, I think you're going to see a whole bunch of small nuclear reactors.
And by small, like how big are you talking about?
Hundreds of megawatts, yeah.
Okay. And that these will be local, specific company they have?
That's right. We'll all be power generators. You know, just like your somebody's farm.
It probably is the smartest way to do it, right?
And it takes the burden off. Yeah, it takes the burden off the grid. It takes, and you could build as much as you need. And you can contribute back to the grid.
Now, that sounds like a great idea if that's the way it's going to do it. Now, I will say this, too, is just like anything else, eventually we're going to be able to do this with a lot less electricity needed to power these things. But you also have to see, I don't know if Texas is going to fight this thing. I know Louisiana wouldn't have a problem with nuclear issues. People in the Northeast might. California damn sure will.
It could be a red state, blue state thing. You're right about that. But it's, you know.
If that's the only way that I would feel comfortable, you provide your own energy if you're sucking that much out of the grid. And if you can give some back to us at the same time, that would be great. But
I just, the idea of everyone having their own nuclear reactor, because this isn't like if something goes wrong, this isn't like a washing machine breaking.
Yeah, but that's always the thing. And people that have been pro-nuclear have said this is the cleanest form and the safest form, and it's gotten a couple of bad. But when it goes bad, it goes bad.
That's the problem.
Let's just see. But we've made a lot of advances since then. What was the last one, big one, the Three Mile Island?
And I like to think, Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Happened
in 73, 74?
Chernobyl was, I think, 86.
Okay, 86. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Heck, that's almost 40 years. Yeah. I like to think that you're right and that the personal nuclear reactors won't be necessary. Just think of a bunch of Homer Simpsons out there with their own nuclear reactor.
And we just use that word NIMBY.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of NIMBYs out there.
But we'll, you know, that we'll get to a point, I hope you're right, that where maybe that won't be necessary. We can come up with something else.
Different options. There,
or, you know, something that, you know, AI that requires
less energy. They don't want an HEB
energy
in that backyard. You think they're going to have a damn nuclear reactor back there?
Next door neighbor with a nuclear reactor. Come New Year's Eve, the Texas Longhorns, they're going to be playing the Michigan Wolverines.
All right.
In the Cheez-It Citrus
so
Bowl.
We're going to break down the game plan
in Orlando. Question is, who's going to be coaching Michigan? Now, we ask that because they fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore, yesterday after a bizarre series of events. Listen to this story.
Okay, so Michigan concluded an investigation into Sherrone Moore earlier Wednesday and determined with credible evidence that he had had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member against university policy and his own contract, and he was immediately fired for cause. Soon after that, at about 4:10 p.m., a Pittsfield Township police just outside Ann Arbor responded to a call to residents where they were there to investigate an alleged assault. Sherrone Moore had left the place at that time and was later detained, as you said, by the Saline Police Department, which is another town a little bit outside of Ann Arbor, which then brought him back to Pittsfield Township, where he is in custody due to the alleged assault. And actual charges will be determined by the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office in the next day or so.
Wow.
All right, so it went from a firing to an arrest.
And let's start with the firing and the inappropriate relationship that led to the firing. Who was it exactly? That's not really important, and the school isn't saying. We're not going to name names, I mean, until there's a little more clarity on this, but there is a lot of speculation out there surrounding one young woman who was a staffer on the football team, not a student at Michigan, but a staffer on the football team. And there are reports that she is pregnant by Sherrone Moore, who is married with three kids.
And again, I looked back, I'm not a huge Michigan fan, but Michigan Twitter was all over this at the end of November and early December.
Well, they
I looked
they
at old tweets. They were all over the place saying, man, this guy has done this, and this is open.
Were out there.
No, it was not a well-kept secret.
So the school finally does something about it. They confirm it. They fire Moore. And then shortly after that, he allegedly attacks a woman as part of what police are calling a domestic incident at an apartment not far from Ann Arbor. So who was assaulted? Was it his wife? Was it the girlfriend? Was it someone else? We don't know yet. But it was reported, and the cops finally caught up with Moore about 4 hours later. And so, he's in jail. That's where we stand right now.
I think there's a little bit more clarity on that. He went home. From the reports that I've seen, he went home, confronted his wife.
So it was his wife.
But then he went to his girlfriend's, the staffer's house.
So it might have been her,
kicked
too.
Open the door, threatened to kill himself, threatened to kill her first.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. There was a suicide threat in there as well.
That's why they had to detain him and keep him, because they thought if we let him go, he's going to kill himself. So this really got messy. But I think the question that a lot of people are having is, Sherrone Moore was picked by Jim Harbaugh to be the coach.
Uh-huh.
At a top 10, let's be honest, Michigan is a big-time college football school.
That's
an excellent job.
Elite school.
He was never in the running for this job. He got it after Jim Harbaugh left, and he's just crapped this away. But one thing that he was good at, he was at before this year, he was 2-0 against Ohio State. If he had won that game against Ohio State,
I wonder.
Do you think they would have investigated this staffer incident?
Well, so here's the thing. All of this, and as we mentioned this, it comes less than 3 weeks before Michigan plays in a bowl game against Texas. They've named an interim coach now. He is one of the assistants there. His name is Biff Poggi.
Okay, have you seen this guy? Yeah. He ain't having no affairs with no staffers, that's for sure.
And he has, well, okay, all right. He has coached the Wolverines before. There were two games this year early in the season in which he was the interim head coach while Sherrone Moore was serving a two-game suspension for his role in an alleged sign-stealing scandal and for some recruiting violations. So he was already on their radar.
Look,
in Michigan.
What the funny thing is Michigan has had just the last 5-6 years a litany of problems with their college football team, even though they've been very successful. And for the idea that a relationship with a staffer was going to trigger an investigation, my guess is that they wanted Moore gone. And this was the excuse that they got. All right, good. Yeah, he's doing something with the staffer.
He's helping us out. Exactly. Because like I said, he was already on a short leash up there.
There you go.
He'd been suspended.
Remember the old Bobby Petrino case where he was messing around with an intern and they looked the other way because he was winning.
Yeah. Just give us something to justify getting
rid
of you.
So we don't have to pay. They justified him with cause, so they don't have to pay that buyout.
All right, so here's what Michigan students are saying about this.
I heard there was, like, some allegations, but, like, I don't know. I mean, it was literally, like, a shockwave through, like, all my friend groups.
I was just studying for finals today, and I got the text from my dad to an article. It's like, that cannot be real. Like, obviously, everyone's heard the rumors.
Partially because I thought he seemed like such a great, likable person, and so it's really disappointing to hear.
Now you heard what that one guy said. Everybody's heard the rumors.
It was not a very well-kept secret, apparently, that he was messing around with the staffer. And like I said, he has a wife with three daughters.
Yep.
And, you know, we kind of mentioned it at the beginning. I was kind of laughing at this when I heard, oh, boy, with cause. I wonder what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find out, but then when you start hearing about police activity and domestic violence disputes or arrests, that's when it becomes serious. And you're like, uh-oh. And the guy's threatening to take his life.
What was it? What was it? Ron Burgundy said, wow, that really escalated.
Escalated quickly.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.